on what DeSean Jackson had thrown, right? I mean, you know, it looked like he was going to score. It's kind of a chance for him to get there, but he went for it.
Yep. How's a guy who's going to give you everything that he has? And nowadays football, that's rare. So you really have to appreciate having him on the team.
How much are you looking forward to this second opportunity to go back out to Arizona now and get a win?
It's the next game.
Simple as that?
It's the next game.
What did you learn from that first matchup? Do you take anything from it? Do you just throw it out? I mean, how do you assess that first one now to a second chance?
We assessed it. Then we played two games after that. Now it's the next game.
That was 16 days ago. Does it feel that fresh, or is it long gone in your rearview mirror?
Yes. I mean, that game was what did I say? 2 games ago, 3 games ago? We've had a lot happen since then, so now we're going back. It's just the next game. Hey, look at it.
The defense only gave up 24 points in that game. Is that something that you think, if you're able to do that, you stand a good chance again? Because your offense likely won't give up points the other way?
24 points isn't good enough.
Like, you guys attacked from so many different positions, it was pretty evident in that Washington game. Does that make you more dangerous as a group, that you guys can get pressure from a lot of different spots?
I would say so. We definitely have the guys that can get the job done. And, you know, it's just a matter of us having a great week of preparation, and the game will take care of itself.
Does it get everybody excited, no matter who gets the play, when you guys have that many people that can apply the pressure?
Absolutely. And it's also a confidence builder, because when you see your buddies doing this, just further lets you know, hey, this thing is rolling. He got it done. You can get it done. The guy next to you can get it done. Everybody can get it done, and that's called feeding off each other.
Is it good as a defense to get greedy like that, say, hey, I want one too?
Oh, we're fighting for it. We're all fighting for it, but that's what makes everybody – that's what makes you better, the competition to be the best.
You had the shirts last week with a sort of underdog role on them. There will be doubters, this and that, but Mike this week said, we're no one's underdogs. We plan to win every game. Do you like proving people wrong more, or being the team to beat?
I've been proving people wrong my whole life, so it's nothing new to me. I just don't play, really.
So you like that mindset, and you try to bring that all the time?
I'll take whatever mindset's going to help me win.
Mike, from the outside looking in, it seems like you guys got a good thing going defensively. Is that accurate? And if so, is it probably as good as it's been since you've been here?
I say it's as good as it's been since I've been here, and we can only get better. After last game, you watch the tape and you see that there's still a lot of corrections that have to be made, and that's very exciting to know that we can keep getting better, especially by the way that we've been playing lately.
How about the energy, both on the field and the locker room? You feel good energy this time of year and stuff like that?
Yes, absolutely. Everybody's ready to go. Everybody's fired up, charged up, whatever phrase you want to use, and it's exciting. It's just the playoffs. And you win or go home. So you're going to get everybody's best.
You've seen it in the division this year. All the teams have played twice. Each team won once. Is it really hard to beat a good team twice in a season?
You see it happen, you know. So it's hard to win a game, period. Good team that's not doing too well, team that might be considered average, all games are hard to win. That's why it's such a big deal when you do win one. So,
with the pass rush up front, you got to the quarterback, but how helpful were those young guys filling in at corner, Gunter and Dimitri, in helping you get that pass rush going as well?
We've been playing with some young guys in the back end all year, and you can see that their development has been really good from week one to now. So to know that these guys are only getting better, they're only gaining more experience and more confidence, that's pretty cool right there, to know that they're just going to keep getting better.
Does seeing them perform that way give you confidence in them, or did you see stuff all year in practice from Dimitri and Gunter that led you to believe that would be the case?
When you have a young player, it's just a matter of getting the experience, and that'll eventually prove who they are, and they're showing that they can play in this league, and they're doing a heck of a job back there, and I'm glad to have them.